Roger.
He's not looking.
Get back over there.
Jennets are in the mongoose family. They are related to civets, jennets, mongoose, linsangs, binturongs, and meerkats. There will be a written test at the end, so remember all those things I just told you. There's 66 different types of mongoose. I'm not going to set him down by the lizards. Discovered a new species. They had rediscovered something that had been taken out of most of the books because they thought they were gone. Well, these animals, the New Caledonian crested geckos, breed so well in captivity that within about 5 years, the people who had gotten permission from the New Caledonian government to bring some of the lizards back to England, they had so many, they were like giving them to zoos. Here, you want some? Here, you need some? And then the zoos were having such success with breeding that they're now in the pet trade. I mean, in just from 10 years of being thought to be extinct, I think four of these I bought at Petco. They are about 100. Oh, you don't want to have your finger there.
Unless you had a big problem.
Anyway, they're about $200 a piece, so they're still pretty pricey. But we have three babies at home that just hatched out in the last 6 months. Bennett.
Now, as geckos, are they fairly fussy about their environment?
No. In fact, as far as geckos go, they are probably one of the easiest geckos to keep. They don't need heat. They're nocturnal, so they live in a relatively cool coastal area. They are nocturnal, so you don't have to have the ultraviolet light. And they're not fussy about what they eat. They'll eat crickets or jars of baby food. Bennett, on the other hand, is different.
Mongoose heritage there.
Yeah. Hello, Ben, we're staying up here. So anyway, I tell... Oh, yeah.
He likes it, then.
Photo op.
It wasn't.
Bennett, come over here. Jennets, when I talk about them in schools, you know, kids look at him and I say, you know, what do you think he's related to? What do you think this animal, you know, or what family? And kids just, they don't get it. It's like, okay, he can...
Dalmatian?
Yeah, Dalmatian. Back straight, chest out, chin up, arms down. For posture. He can stand up like a kangaroo. We'll do that more. He has feet that are formed exactly like a cat. He has retractable claws like a cat. He can purr and hiss and meow like a cat. He has slit pupils in his eyes like a cat. He also rubs against things like a cat. He also has a scratchy tongue like a cat and scent glands in his face similar to a cat. He can bark like a dog. He can squeak like a mouse. And he's leaving.
Jump like a squirrel.
Bennett, come over here.
Does he use his hands like a raccoon?
Actually, his feet are more like a cat than a raccoon. But the weird thing is that his pads, you know, you've seen the bottom of a cat foot. Well, his pads run up his wrists, and if you're familiar with cat anatomy, on their back feet, they're standing on their toes. This is their heel up here. He's got a pad that runs all the way up to his heel. Cats don't do that. Cats just have the little pads on the bottoms of their feet. Well, he's got a pad that runs all the way up here. So he's got a face that's very similar to a fox. Really good listening ears. They can find bugs moving around under the bark of trees. He has, a long skinny body that's kind of weasel-like, spots like a hyena. yet he's not related to any of the animals that I've mentioned so far. He's got a tail that looks like it should be on a lemur. Some people think maybe like a raccoon. And he can spray like a skunk. Now, different from a skunk, these animals cannot be de-scented, so he could spray at any moment.
That's a good thing to say right off.
Yeah.
What are the general temperaments?
They spray like a skunk.
As far as I know, this is the only working genet in California, and he may be the only working genet in the U.S. Genets are normally very cranky. And most of their keepers don't like bleeding a lot, so they work with the animals until they get really cranky, and then they stop working them, and they become an exhibit animal. Bennett just has stayed really good with me, not with anybody else. And Rich has the scars to prove it. Hokie, you can't go over there. Bennett. Yeah, Bennett has scars on the, I mean, Bennett, Rich has scars on the top of his head. Has he gotten you in the nose or just the?
He got me in the mouth, ear, up the head, hand a couple times.
Yeah, he had, Rich had like nine puncture wounds in one little finger.
They bite, they scratch?
Bite, that's all teeth. He can scratch too, but he prefers to bite.
But he wasn't being mean. Most of his fight.
Affection?
I wouldn't call it back.
These are arboreal, but they do not have a prehensile tail like their cousin the binturong.
When he was a baby, I'd come downstairs. He'd jump out of the refrigerator onto my back, right around. If I was doing something with my hands moving them, he'd run down my arm, bite my hand, run back up on my shoulder. So it was basically play or stuff like that. Except for the time in the mouth, I think he meant to do that.
He probably thought you were eating something he needed to have.
No, I just was saying hi.
That's good enough.
Okay, I came in a bit late. What family of animals?
This is a genet, and he's in the mongoose family. Civets, genets, mongoose, linsangs, binturongs, and meerkats.
Okay.
Now, the spraying part about them, if they spray, it smells worse than a skunk. The smell lasts longer than a skunk. Is anybody representing the hotel here in this room? And it's harder to get the smell out than skunk spray. Rich and I have not yet found a product to remove the smell.
So it's with you forever to get sprayed?
About 3 months. It never really does go away. Fire will make it the smell come out, but that's kind of hard to do on your hair. Lucky for us, we have discovered that the only thing that will make a genet spray is if they think they're going to die. So if a lion, leopard, hyena grabs a hold of them, bites them, and they go, oh no, we're going to die, then they spray. So he's lived with me for 7 years. He has never sprayed, not even once, not even on his solo flight from Chicago here, didn't spray then. Didn't spray the time he fell asleep on top of my refrigerator and fell on the floor. That was a plus.
From this, I take it they don't like the smell either.
Yeah, they don't like the smell either. What was that?
Do any of your animals sleep on top of the television?
No, because we have a concrete alligator up there.
And the Joffrey would jump in, but he was on.
Yeah, our Joffreys. We have a little South American wildcat. She weighs in at a whopping 4 pounds now. And she is the toughest creature I have ever dealt with. She's like the Chihuahua of the cat world. And she doesn't let anything touch the TV or the couch or anything in her room.
I think you read somewhere they're about the fiercest cat around.
What's that?
The Jeffreys. I think they're about the fiercest cat around.
What they lack in size, they make up for in attitude. Bennett, don't even think about it.
I didn't let her fall.
Don't even think about it. Hold up. Just stand up here for a second. Let me see this. Look up. It looks like you have something in your eye. Don't you push me away. Help me. Nothing's going on over there. Let me see.
Do they make any sound?
They can purr, hiss, meow, bark, and squeak. He hisses when you don't want him to do something. It's not as quickly forthcoming as like a cat hiss. He barked when he was a baby if he felt you weren't feeding him fast enough.
He barked when you were in the bathroom and he didn't get in there.
Yeah, I go in and brush my teeth. I have to close the door when I brush my teeth in the morning because he loves the flavor of toothpaste and he doesn't care if it's in the tube, on the brush, or in your mouth. He wants it. And so, we have those plastic travel covers for your toothbrushes that we keep on our toothbrushes all the time because he would chew up the ends of our, you know, you'd go to brush your teeth in the morning, it was like, ew. So we were going through a lot of toothbrushes. And so we got these little plastic covers to put over the top. So when he does get into the bathroom area, he just drags them around, but he can't actually bite the end of the toothbrush.
Okay. Bite him, Matt. No, I did that with my leopards, but no, when he would bite a hold of my arm, I would just turn him and lay down on top of him. And then when he would whine and let go, I'd pat him and say good boy.
Yeah, as soon
but
as
a couple
he,
times he,